This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, of course, following the podcast, our YouTube page, 94WIP. Check it out there. Ton of content coming your way on YouTube next few weeks with NFL free agency, mock drafts as we get ready for the Eagles with the 22nd pick. But of course, before we transition there, we're going to find out the Eagles' approach to this offseason. Do they change philosophy? Do they go more with the running back, safety, linebacker crew rather than how they usually spend their money in free agency, which is on the offensive line, the defensive line, the edge positions at pass rusher or wide receiver, obviously cornerback? We find out. Legal tampering starts on Monday. Bird's Town Hall next Wednesday at McGurk's. Can't wait to be there all day long. But I promised you all week that I've been working on this big board for free agency. So I was trying to figure out the best way to do it. You look at these top 100 lists for free agents, and they're all, you know, unlike in baseball or basketball, you can't just rank players. Because in football, you know, if you're doing that, isn't it just naturally going to be positional importance rather than how good the player is? You know, is Kirk Cousins the best football player available in free agency? Probably not. It's probably Chris Jones, but Kirk Cousins is a quarterback. So Kirk Cousins is obviously the most impactful player that will change teams over the next couple days if he does change teams and leave Minnesota. So I thought I would tier this by position. It's my big board. The order matters. As I go through the order, that's how I would sign these guys and attack, you know, to try to get these guys at free agency. But we'll go by position. And I tried to break it down and not waste all of our time on positions. I don't think the Eagles are going to have much interest in. They don't need to have much interest in. Not saying they won't sign any players there. But the way I look at it, their needs this offseason are to improve safety, linebacker, the slot corner position on defense. Now, if they trade Redick away, obviously the edge becomes a thing. I threw some edge guys in here. But slot, linebacker, safety, potentially edge. That's what I looked at on defense. On offense, they need another offensive lineman. They need a running back, they need a third receiver, and they need a backup quarterback. So I went position by position. Let's roll through these 25 players on my big board. I would be comfortable with the Eagles signing any of these players. They all fit my criteria of not over the age of 30. I still think there's good football left to be played. I guess I maybe bent the rule a little bit because I do like Derrick Henry. He's at 30, but no one over the age of 30. I put a couple guys that are 30 years old. But I think all of these players would help the Philadelphia Eagles immensely. Let's start on the defensive side of the football. We'll kind of work our way from the back to the front and then go to the offense. All right, it starts, and it's the first name I want to hear Monday morning on the air, WIP midday show. The first rumor I want to hear on Monday is that the Eagles have made a phone call and put an offer sheet in front of Xavier McKinney, safety from the New York Giants. You know, unlike a lot of the free agents I went over yesterday, the ones buyer beware, these McKinney has such upside at his age, 24 years old, already a two-time team captain, Alabama kid, playmaker in the safety. He's by far my number one target at free agency for the Philadelphia Eagles. Number two at safety is Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, the familiarity with Philadelphia. I'm going to let bygones be bygones. He said some silly things when he left about people here. I can't get caught up in that. If he wants to come back and he's comfortable coming back and he wants to be a Philadelphia Eagle, I think there should be mutual interest there. And I think that it's a perfect fit for the Eagles to bring back Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. He's the number two safety on my list. Number three, really underrated player. I think Cameron Curl, who's been in Washington, was not a high pick when he came out of the draft. He's kind of flown under the radar as a good player. I think he's one of those versatile safeties that could play either spot on the defense. And it wouldn't shock me if the Eagles sign two safeties, if they find their way to finding two. And I think versatility there is really going to be a big deal if you have two safeties. Because, you know, are you going to be able to find one safety that perfectly plays that role and one that plays the other role? Or do you want to have interchangeable parts? Injury, if someone gets hurt, you move a guy down to the slot. Like Chauncey Gardner-Johnson's ability to play the slot really is a big thing. I mean, I think he could play that, and he played it well when Maddox got hurt a couple years ago. The Eagles obviously have some question marks at the safety position, and I think that at the slot corner position, with the whole Avante Maddox, you know, being cut, will he come back? They have issues. So we don't know if they're going to come back and what they're going to do with Maddox, if they're going to re-sign Avante Maddox. We don't know. So I think when you kind of factor it all in, I would like a safety that could do a lot of different things. And let's just say pairing Cameron Curl and a Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, I think it gives you a lot of options there, flexibility. So I put Cameron Curl third on my list. Number four, Geno Stone. He was one of the more impactful Ravens last year. Kind of fell under the radar a little bit because of all that talent around him, Kyle Hamilton and Roquan Smith. I mean, they had some big players around Geno Stone. He can play. I thought he was a potential target a year ago for the Philadelphia Eagles in a trade. Obviously, the Ravens held on to him and didn't go that route. So I really think that Geno Stone's a good football player, and he's in that nice age bracket where you think he could even get better, have some good years to go. So Geno Stone is number four for me on my safety big board. And number five is Justin Simmons. I know a lot of people are going to want Justin Simmons here. The connection to Vic Fangio, Christian Parker is D-backs coach. I get all that. The reason I'm knocking him a peg, and he's made four straight all-pro second teams, is a really good player. Knock him down a peg because he's 30. Now, he made the list. He's not over the age of 30. He's right on my cutoff. Made the list. I understand there's a real chance he arrives and is a good football player for the Philadelphia Eagles. But I question, why was he cut, not traded? I question, do the Broncos see something in his speed and his athletic ability that they think is going to wane as he gets to be 31, 32, 33? I think that is a fair question mark. And we just saw with Kevin Byard last year, fell off fast. We saw Malcolm Jenkins' speed when he got into his 30s, fell off fast. You lose a step at DB. We just saw it in the NFL with the Eagles all last year. Bradbury fell off fast. Byard, fast. Shaq Leonard, a linebacker, but in coverage, fell off fast. So I have some question marks. Not that he can't play, and he's a playmaker. Most interceptions he came in the NFL, but he's fifth for me. So my safety big board, McKinney, Gardner-Johnson, Cam Curl, Geno Stone, Simmons. All right, let's go to slot corner. Two names stand out to me. Kenny Moore, the Indianapolis Colts, good player. And if Maddox is out of here, the Eagles really do need a slot. Slot is an interesting spot where you think, I'll just put that guy there, but can you really play it? Slot's almost become this very specialized position at corner. You know, wide receiver, it feels like you can maneuver and put any of your receivers there and create a matchup. At slot, though, on the other side, like the defensive side of slot, the corner, you really need somebody that's got a feel for that, can play with space on both sides, obviously can't use the sideline, has to be aware of where everybody is. I think it's a really challenging spot to play, which is why Maddox might come back. But Kenny Moore is a name. Also, a guy I like in Green Bay, Kayshon Nixon, is a guy with a lot of upside. I thought he played the position exceptionally well this past year. He's hitting free agency. Also, is good on returns, so it gives a little special teams boost as well. Keep him in mind as a potential slot option. All right, let's go to the off-ball linebacker portion of this. And as I made my big board, I just kept coming back to this name, Frankie Luvu. He is my number one linebacker, and I would love to see him in a Vic Fangio defense. I would love to see him get a chance to do what all these other great inside linebackers have done with Vic Fangio over the years, whether it be Roquan Smith, Patrick Willis, Navarro Bowman, Sam Mills, Jamie Sharper. You know, we can go through the list, the Dome Patrol in New Orleans all those years ago, Vaughn Johnson, who I used to talk to and interview on a show I used to do way back in the day, the Utah Sports Block down in North Carolina, where I would have like a weekly hit, and Vaughn Johnson was on there with me. Really kind of fun show when I first started doing sports radio. But the crux of it is linebacker play that Vic Fangio has gotten the most out of these guys. And Frankie Louvu is a playmaker. He's been lost in the shuffle and lost in a bad team in Carolina, but he puts up numbers. I watched a lot of that game this year. They played against the Green Bay Packers, but they really were competitive against Green Bay. And I thought Frankie Louvu was all over the field. He is a tackle machine. I think Philadelphia would love him. 27 years old. The Jets gave up on him a couple years ago, way too early. Found himself in Carolina. And really, I think he's an emerging star player. I really think Frankie Louvu could be a star linebacker. He's number one on my board. Above, yes, Patrick Queen, who I like. I wanted the Eagles to draft. On my draft big board the year he came out, I wanted Patrick Queen. I thought this was the time then to draft a linebacker, to have some stability at the position. Now, Patrick Queen's interesting because he didn't live up to it. They didn't pick up his fifth-year option, obviously. That's why he's a free agent for most of his tenure in Baltimore. But then he got really good last year. And now, was that because of what was around him? Was it because of Roquan Smith next to him? I don't know. I think he'll be the highest-paid linebacker, and I have some question marks about that because I question it. Was it just one good year? So I have a little bit of question mark, but I do love the age, and he's a good player. Patrick Queen is number two in my linebacker section of my big board. Jordan Brooks is the third guy. Injury a couple years ago with Seattle, but I thought he really played good football last year. And he, you know, it's interesting with him. He's done different things. He's had years where he's been good in coverage, had years been good against the run. I think if you put Jordan Brooks in a D-back heavy system, which we could see here with Vic Fangio, you could see five DBs on the field, Jordan Davis kind of controlling the box with his size, so less linebackers, and Jordan Brooks is the only linebacker on the field, and he's got a chance to kind of have a defined spot in coverage and go attack the run. I think Jordan Brooks could be good, and I think he could have a very good second half or, you know, second part of his career after the first one was choppy with Seattle. Jordan Brooks, number three for me on my inside linebacker, off-ball linebacker, big board. All right, let's go to the edge. Got three names for edge that I like. In free agency, all of them, I think there's another level to their game. Andrew Van Ginkle's number one. I love the connection to Fangio. I thought he really brought it last year when the Dolphins had injuries and they lost Chubb and they lost Phillips and their pass rush fell apart. I thought Van Ginkle really emerged. I like his flexibility. He could play inside, but really, I think with the Eagles, he'd be an edge. But that gives them options. You know, they have injuries to linebacker again. You know, you could put him inside and get away with it. So I think he's a really intriguing name. I think it gives them cover if they do trade away Hassan Reddick. That, okay, we got Sweat on one side. You got Van Ginkle on the other. You know, you have yourself some options to play around with, along with Nolan Smith, obviously, who's going to play a bigger role next season in his second year in the NFL. So I think there's something to getting another edge guy. But I'd be surprised if the Eagles broke the bank for, you know, let's say a Bryce Huff or a Greenard. You know, I'd be surprised if they go top of the market, Danielle Hunter. I just would be surprised they do that considering where they are in their trajectory and the situation they have right now with Sweat, with Reddick, with money. I'd be surprised. With Van Ginkle, nice player. I like him a lot. He's number one on my edge board. Number two is Dorrance Armstrong. A guy I think with more snaps, he's a very overqualified third or fourth edge rusher. I think he's ready to be better than that. And I think the next part of his career could be really productive. And then Marcus Davenport, guy's had injuries, but at one point came out of the draft, came into the NFL with real pedigree. And I think there's another level to Marcus Davenport. Again, these are all guys I think you could add to the mix with Sweat and with Nolan Smith. If Reddick is going to be traded, I think these guys fit that bill as they could kind of play off and be that third edge rusher, maybe second if you don't think Nolan Smith's ready, or if you think they're, you know, look, there's going to be an injury. I mean, injuries happen across the NFL all the time. Nolan Smith is, you know, slighter, and we know last year got banged up early. I think it took him a while to get himself back together. So I think you need some more depth there if a Reddick trade possibly could go down. So the three edge names, Van Ginkle, Dorrance Armstrong, and Marcus Davenport. All right, let's get to the offensive side, where I think we're more conditioned. I think the Eagles will kind of get them, you know, get themselves in gear and do something big. I don't know if they will, but I do know this with the Eagles and it comes to offense. They're not going to let that part of the team slide away. And if they think there's an opportunity to go out there and get something that could help them right now, I think they will do it. And I think they absolutely should do it, because this is a team that offensively last year, although it wasn't their biggest issue, it was a problem. I mean, let's just be real about it. The offense was a problem last year. They didn't do enough offensively last year to cover up their defensive issues. They just absolutely didn't. And I think it's one of those things where they need to fill a hole on the offensive line. They need to fill a hole at running back. They need to fill a hole at wide receiver this offseason without question. And they also need to get themselves a more viable backup quarterback, because I don't think Marcus Mariota is it. I don't want him back for a second year. And I think they could definitely do better than Mariota moving forward into the future. So I think there's a lot of elements here on why they need to go after offensive players. Let's start with the quarterback position. So I've got two on my big board as backups I like. And I'm here's where I'm at on the backup quarterback situation. I want a brand name backup. And they got one last year, Mariota. And he, you know, I didn't love Mariota, but I like that idea. And maybe it comes in a trade. But if they're going to go after one in free agency, Jacoby Brissett's interesting, but I think he might be a little bit over their price range. And I think he might have a chance to start again. Two guys stand out to me with a lot of starting experience, one even more than the other. One is Ryan Tannehill, who I do not think will get a chance to start right now at this point of his career, 36 years old. And the other is Tyrod Taylor. I would take either of them as the backup quarterback here to Jalen Hurts, and I would go after Tannehill first because there's more upside and all that experience, but Tyrod Taylor would fit as well. Tannehill, Taylor, my backup quarterbacks. I went through the running backs yesterday or a couple days ago on the pod, went through my big board on running backs. I don't want to bore you with that again. Go back in the feed, check it out, but here's the list on running back. And I rank them this way. Derrick Henry, Tony Pollard, DeAndre Swift, Saquon Barkley. A lot of rumors are filled up at Barkley. Josh Jacobs, A.J. Dillon, J.K. Dobbins. That's kind of the way I hear those guys. So check out a couple days ago in the feed, the running back pod. Should they re-sign Swift, which they do at running back? That's how I rank them. I do like Derrick Henry. Let me quickly give you wide receivers and offensive linemen as we round out the 25-player big board for the Eagles and my free agent targets. Wide receiver, slots at position of need. Tyler Boyd, I think there's a bounce back coming. I think it could be a buy low. I'd like him at the slot. KJ Osborne, another one. I thought he was productive, but they just kept drafting better players than him. And when you have Justin Jefferson and you draft, you know, Addison in the first round, you're not going to get a lot of targets. And they traded for and paid Hockenson in Minnesota. So I thought it was kind of tough sledding for him to get his, you know, really become something big in Minnesota. I like KJ Osborne as a third option for the slot. Now on the offensive line, two names. John Runyon, I think it is a seamless fit. He works out with Lane Johnson. We know what his dad did here. He's quietly played a lot the last couple years, a lot of reps, a lot of snaps, more than 1,000 total snaps each of the last three seasons. A durable player, can be a guard on either side, so it gives them a ton of kind of nuance and flexibility and optionality at the guard center spot with what they have, you know, with Dickerson and obviously what they have with Cam Jurgens. I think he is a perfect fit for the Eagles. And then Jonah Jackson, if they can't get Runyon at guard. So just to go over it one more time, the 25 names on my big board: Xavier McKinney, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, Cam Curl, Geno Stone, Justin Simmons, Kenny Moore, Kayson Nixon, Frankie Louvu, Patrick Queen, Jordan Brooks, Andrew Van Ginkle, Dorrance Armstrong, Marcus Davenport. Those are the defensive players. On offense, Ryan Tannehill, Tyrod Taylor at the quarterback position, Derrick Henry, Tony Pollard, DeAndre Swift, Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, A.J. Dillon, J.K. Dobbins at running back, Tyler Boyd, K.J. Osborne at wide receiver, John Runyon, Jonah Jackson on the offensive line. My 25-player big board for the Eagles at free agency. That's where the Eagles should attack starting Monday. Have a great weekend. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.